Yo, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the What's Good podcast. Did you miss us? I bet you did, because we're the best.
That's my fault. My fault there was no podcast last week. I was very ill. Non-COVID.
Now you got Ligma.
What's Ligma?
Ligma Paul. Have you seen the new Disney film?
Bro, I'm going to explain this in a second, okay? But yeah, we went both semifinals.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
On a date. It was very romantic.
Yeah.
And then I got ill during that. Not COVID. Had tests constantly.
Had tests, yeah.
Yeah, was not COVID. I think it was just a case of meeting people, dapping hands, touching my face.
Also stress. Stress does affect, like, you know, health.
Yeah.
Clearly. I'm stressed.
Okay. Anyways, is there something you want to tell us?
No, I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I got a bit ill, couldn't do anything for like 4 days, 5 days. And that was in the podcast era. So
yeah,
we didn't manage to do it.
Well, so the conversation was like, we were going to maybe do an episode on Discord, but we kind of said after, you know, COVID, the first big lockdown, that after we came back and we got the studio, well, the setup done and now the new studio on the way, we kind of want to avoid doing Discord episodes if we can help it. Sometimes, obviously, in the future, we're going to have to. There'll be circumstances where we still have to do Discord, but if we can help it, I think it's better to maybe delay it a week and then film it in person properly, because we're just trying to make sure that the podcast just keeps hitting new heights. So we were like, we could do it on Discord, but it'd be rushed. And Simon was still feeling ill anyway. So we're like, you know what, let's just take a week off, come back when it's strong. And also we had JJ's album coming out as well. So
true.
It's nice to, you know, kind of like get that focused, and maybe the next episode, which is this one, we can talk about that as well. So,
but I mean, even talking for like an hour and a half I was like, I can't do this. I didn't record.
You didn't film, yeah.
I didn't stream for 6 days and I didn't record. I missed 4 days.
And if you don't film, something's wrong.
I've never not uploaded. I think the most I've missed on my second channel is 2 days.
Imagine.
And that's 8 years.
I miss uploads all the time. I'm so lazy.
And you posted, you weirdo.
Yeah, I did. yeah.
Did you? I don't know.
No, I'll chat in a bit.
Well, since then, we had the Euros. We haven't done one since the semi-finals.
No. Also, that was a factor as well. We were going to film the day after England lost the Euros, and like everyone, did you wake up depressed?
Yeah,
I did as well.
It was just really like, it sucked.
It was horrible.
Like regardless of like, oh, you know, we lost. Like that's hard to take. It actually just felt like, it felt like everything just kind of sucked.
It's just the way, and obviously the way it is the way it is, but it felt like the way it was just was worse.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into like some certain subjects later on regarding the Euros, but it's just like a dead feeling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas like, when we lost to Croatia, that was different.
That was more like we were all angry.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, you know, we could have won that. Oh, but we fucked up. Yeah. This one, yes, we could have won, obviously. It went to penalties. Secondly, you know, we were 1-0 up.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of sat back a bit. But it just felt like, it's because it was so close.
You're right. Yeah. And we weren't angry at anyone. It was like, well, you know.
Some people were angry.
Some people were angry, yeah.
Shame on you.
But it was just like, it was what it was. Like, it was like, you can't blame anyone. Like, we had a great run. The players did everything they could have. The manager did everything he could have. The country was really happy in terms of like the overall run. It was kind of like, well, just nothing.
It just got halted.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, we're doing it. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Whatever you say about the game itself, I think both teams could have won. Like both. If England won, they would have deserved to win.
That's how football works.
But like usually, like if England won, we would have deserved to win. If Italy won, they would have deserved to win.
Yeah. You
know, so.
And whoever scores more goals normally wins.
So. True. Yeah. Cheers, McLaren.
I was just following up your words.
No, but I'm just shut up.
Yeah, that was also really sad.
KSI dropped an album. KSI did a show. We were in the show. Logan Paul.
Well, I was going to move on to all of this.
No, but I was just vibing off your vibes.
Okay. Keep vibing.
Good vibes only. Logan Paul and the Sidemen, bow. What else happened?
Other stuff. Do you want me to look?
Yeah, Love Island's on.
Love Island's on, but I've only just found out that he doesn't watch it anymore.
No, you...
Do you?
No, it's boring this time.
So you don't watch it anymore?
No, but I would love to. It's just bad. It's not good now. You agree. You have to agree.
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible. But I still watch it. I thought we could have some, you know, some chats.
If I was at home, I probably would watch it. But I've been away. I'm broken. I'm a broken man now. I'm in a deep pit of depression. But it's all right. I'm here now on the podcast.
This is sad.
Go sports.
Okay. Yeah. No. The Euros was very upsetting. I mean, we went to the Germany game though.
That was that was sick.
Unreal.
That probably was the best game over them all.
Yeah, I mean, the final obviously was a different vibe because it was the final.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I actually preferred the atmosphere in. Also, I was sat in a different place.
Yeah, we were in also the German fans as well, which was an experience as well. Sat with AJ, it was nice as well.
Yeah, that was a great day, that one.
Yeah.
Not the next one though.
I had to drive to I went to drive to my dad's to watch it. So I did a 6-hour round trip to watch the game just because I don't have obviously the World Cup is on, sorry, the Euros or the World Cup are on BBC or iPlayer. And I don't have I don't have a Skybox. I don't have a Virgin. I don't even have Freeview.
Not a Virgin?
No. It's surprising, I know, because I'm one. Not really. Well, you'd hope not. But what I'm saying is when you watch Premier League, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, if someone scores, worst is you see someone texting the group, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And if you care that much, you turn your phone off, blah, blah, blah. Whereas for the Euros, if anyone scored, no matter what team it was, I would hear it from a flat.
Oh.
Or Laura would hear it from the flat. So when we went to the football, she would always hear everyone shouting, texting, like, what's happened? Obviously, she watched the finals and the later games. But so I was like, right, I can't watch the final in my flat because no matter what happens, I'm going to hear something. Because I don't watch the direct source. I watch it on BBC, iPlayer or whatever. So I was like, right, I have to go drive to someone who has the game. My brother had it, but then I think his kids are going to watch the first half and, they've got neighbours. And I will take it seriously. I don't want to be screaming in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Especially when Luke Shaw scores.
The kids will kind of be like, yay. Whereas you want to be fucking catching. Bargain.
Shag me, Shaw. What? I decided to drive to my dad's and my mum and dad and watch it there. And it was hard watch. Great watch, but at the end it was just depressing.
Yeah, so we've moved on from the Euros, kind of.
What we'll say as well, we're going to talk about, is this the chat now about Euros?
Unless you want
to... No, because I always start the podcast, I'm always like, this is what's to come, and then we start getting into it, and I'm like, this is now it. So what I will say is, I do think, however, that I know it's going to hurt saying this and it's going to it's going to sound wrong, but it's like an open-minded thought. I think us losing, especially in the way we did, was kind of good for the country and good for longevity. And it's good in the fight against racism in total. Obviously, you can't really take that, it's bad what happened, but I feel like everyone stands together. You're
saying because of it and the backlash that obviously because of the people tweeting, etc., everyone kind of united a bit more.
Yeah. Of course, I wish racism wasn't a thing anyway. I'm not happy it happened, because if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. That'd be great. But
it was just masking it.
Yeah, I think it's stuff like this. Just if the players can band together, and if we as a country can band together, it tackles it on a larger scale.
Yeah.
More so than if we'd win. Because I feel like the people who have a go, people who are racist, they're just jealous and insecure people as a whole. So what I'm saying is, I don't want them to celebrate when, say Saka scores a penalty. I don't want them to be happy there, with themselves being a racist, but just not,
You want them to be outed, basically.
I want you to feel bad.
That makes sense. Yeah, I get that, but obviously.
No, of course.
I still like to win.
Of course, I still want to win, but I'm happy to see that, you see Rashford and Sancho on the plane, rapping with the jewelry on.
That was an old clip.
Was it?
That was apparently it was a year old.
Oh, I haven't baited.
Yeah.
But then all the players...
Why I saw the comments.
Declan Rice, Mason Mount jumping off boats and stuff. Everyone's happy, and I feel like that group of players has done well. And I think, I think it's been great, the support that the players have had.
You know what I was really surprised about, right? So that was on the Sunday, 2 or 3 days ago. I went and helped Theo film something. It was a football thing. I was wearing an England shirt.
Yeah.
I had 3 people tell me to take the shirt off. And not in a sexual way. Not like, oh, babe, take that shirt off. Not like that. They one of them literally, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of them literally was just like, oh, we lost. Why are you wearing that? Take it off.
Should be more proud.
And I was like, would you, how is this, thing?
Man. I hate it.
Like England haven't ceased to exist because we lost.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, again, it felt different this time. Obviously it hurt more, but also it felt better because it's like, oh, we didn't deserve to lose, we just lost, so I think in the World Cup we're gonna be even better. You gotta remember, these players are young as well, and after what happened they're gonna be stronger as well. They're gonna have more of a point to prove, and a great group of people. And that's why I think I saw people saying Southgate come out into you, like, I'd love to be able to host a team for the World Cup. And I'm like, why is that even a thing? Like, first manager in what, 55 years to take, you know, to take the team to a major championship. Yeah. And you can tell that, like, no matter what you think of him tactically, you can tell that the group of players, like, respect him a lot. And yeah, the ethos we've got is so good there. Confidence is high, free players doing whatever they want to do. You know, it seems like a very nice camp to be involved in. Whereas before, you had, like, you know, I mean, we could have had Tom Allardyce as a manager. Like, that would have been just, you know, it's taking the whole country back a bit. But now I'm really excited for the players, and yeah, I'm happy for them.
Yeah. I think that is the Euros talk now.
We're done, probably, guys. And so, it's a very abstract thought as well. I'm not saying that. I'm not glad it happened. I'm just saying that, like, you know.
I know what you mean.
As people, I think it just you know, it's not just football now.
As a human race.
Yeah, as a human race, it, like, progresses what's important. Which is not racism, by the way.
We never talk about stuff that's deep.
No, it's very
new for the podcast.
It's an important one, obviously. We didn't talk about it last week. Last week would have been like, really angry at all the idiots in the world. But now it's more like a reflection and thinking, like, sorry, I'm...
You sound like KSI ad-libs.
True, I do, yeah. Oh, man.
But another sporting event. I went to the F1.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm not a big F1 fan. I have... many times said, I find it a little bit boring.
Yeah. We have been to Formula E together.
We have been to Formula E.
Bit different.
Been to a few Formula E's.
Yeah.
But I went to Formula One because Team Quadrant.
Big up.
Lando Norris's team.
Did you say to them, can Lando come on the podcast?
I didn't.
Fuck.
He can basically do stuff in the winter is what we found out. When he's...
Okay.
Like, so he's not allowed to see people. So after the race... He wasn't allowed to come get a drink with us.
Oh, mad.
He has to stay in a bubble.
Vic snuck in. He got a photo.
No, so Vic was in. So basically, say the thing is like a circle. Yeah. The whole venue is a circle. In the middle is the green zone. Everywhere else is the red zone.
Right.
If you leave the green zone, you can't go back in. You're contaminated.
Got you.
So Vic was in the green zone. He went with, like, I think Channel 4.
Yeah.
So he was in there. Vic wasn't allowed to see us.
Wow.
So it was like, he wasn't allowed to see us, but if he did come see us, he wasn't allowed to go back in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
can you remember how hot those tents were for Formula E? So you know where the cars are. Can you imagine what it'd been like this week?
Oh.
And was it hot for you just being there?
Yeah, but part of that was we found out, I was literally about to leave. I'm 3 minutes away from getting in a cab.
Yeah.
And Toby quoted something in our group chat about a dress code. And I was like, I wasn't in this group chat when the dress code was put in. So I was like, if Toby didn't quote this, I was about to turn up in basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
So if you join a chat after,
can
someone still quote them from before? Yeah. That's interesting.
But then I can't click it.
Yeah, you can just see
it. I could see the start said, like, dress code for the event, and then I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So because Toby sent that, I was like, wait, there's a dress code.
And you panicked.
And he quoted it again, and it was like, you have to wear smart trousers.
Ooh.
Or jeans. So I went in jeans or smart shorts, but I didn't have them. So I went in jeans and you have to wear a collared shirt. So I was boiling.
Yeah.
Like, boiling, because that was a hot day. It was on Sunday.
Well, did you see, like, today, they actually, I think for the first time ever, they put out like a extreme heat warning.
Mad.
What was it? It's like some sort of like level of, the first ever Met Office, like a major announcement for the heat. Bro, my balcony is like wooden, and you know when you go to like Dubai, say, or you go somewhere that's really like humid, hot, and you can actually smell like the wood burn.
Yeah.
The restaurant went to in Dubai where like the floor is like a decking, and I could smell my balcony like burning. Balcony?
Yeah, it's English.
Bro, I need a drink. I'm absolutely buzzing. Balcony, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I went to that.
For the crash.
Well, it wasn't on the corner but there are screens everywhere. Mm. But yeah, I'm not really an F1 fan, but obviously I wasn't a Formula E fan. We went and we all enjoyed it.
It did, yeah.
So I've also tried to start this new thing of saying yes to more opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh put in the chat, like, does anyone want to go? I think Ethan was meant to go and then Ethan couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And I messaged Josh and I was like, look, if no one else is going, I'll go, obviously. Anyone who actually... is like an F1 fan, go ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if no one else is, and Josh was like, oh no, it's, you know, it's very last minute if you want to come.
I'm always like that as well. When someone asks you something, I always feel bad that I'm taking someone who maybe would like it more.
Yeah, I mean, like if someone invited me to a football match,
yeah,
for example, or like like when you get into the semi-final, etc. Yeah. Stuff like that. Like,
Euros, goddammit.
It is very, you know, you love football. Yeah. F1 was very out of character for
me. Yeah, can imagine if you were there and then someone at home was like, oh man, I'm a massive F1 fan. Although I think, you know, the incidents of F1, you know, obviously Verstappen and Hamilton having a little come together. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know. I don't know enough about the sport, but what it is doing to me is making me more interested in the sport.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Sorry, hold on. It wasn't cool that a man got hospitalized, but it was like an event. You know?
I mean, everyone around me was saying, there was a lot of people around me who weren't like massive F1 fans. They all like it, but they weren't massive fans.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I kind of want them to crash?
I know.
Like, everyone does. Everyone wants everyone to be safe.
Yeah, of course.
But you want to see someone spin out.
I think, so a lot of people like, I think this in F1, this is a very big topic right now. Everyone's like, oh, Hamilton shouldn't have done that. Whereas other people are saying, you know, Max always drives quite aggressively. So it was going to happen eventually, whether it was maybe Hamilton who's spun out or Max who's spun out. Or sorry, not spun out, got hit. But at the same time, it's like people want to see them go head to head. So people want to see those like close calls, those actual like intense moments.
Yeah.
And that again is a spectator sport, right? Like all sports are. So I think, you know,
But then the ending of it was mental. I don't know if you watched much.
Leclerc, right? Is that his name? Charles Leclerc. Because didn't they almost have like...
Well, Hamilton got a 10-second delay.
Yeah.
Was in fifth or sixth or something like that. And then he had something like 13 laps and had to make up 10 seconds.
Mad.
And it was like every lap. So we're on this corner. It was called Brooklyn's corner. Brooklyn.
All right, yeah.
Like Brookland.
No, I was just singing Jay-Z.
Didn't ask. We're on a corner that's like almost like an S.
Yeah.
And every lap, you just see Hamilton that little bit closer.
Ah, that's so and sick.
So it was, you know, it was started off 10 seconds apart.
Yeah.
And the next lap, he's nine.
That is sick.
Well, now he's eight. And it was that was amazing.
I think that's where like F1 becomes enjoyable. Like on the surface, if you're not into the sport, it seems very boring, doesn't it? Like the start's really great, the end's really great, but it's like, why are everyone so into it for the rest of it? But I think it's the data, isn't it? Like the seconds that they can shave off, you know, the here and there. So I think I would like to get into it. I might have to watch the Netflix show.
I'm going
to
watch
into
that.
Yeah,
that, Drive to Survive. Everyone around me said that's what actually got me into it, basically.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give that a watch.
I've been working.
I'm an F1 fan now, not a mad fan.
Maybe we'll cuddle together and watch it.
Maybe. Probably not.
Oh, I was going to hold you to that.
Maybe.
Well, you've said it on the podcast now. So
I've said maybe. I've never
said no. Yes. You said yeah first. You went, yeah, maybe. So you said yeah first.
You want to cuddle?
Yeah. Well, I just want to cuddle, really. So guys, F1. Thing is, I was watching it with my brother the day before, actually. And he did that first ever sprint, didn't they? I don't know if you didn't see it Saturday, did you?
No, so we only went the Sunday.
Yeah, but I think they're trialing out a new sprint where it's just 17 laps. Yeah. And I was asking my brother, so I think Perez or someone, or Pereira, I don't know who it was, but someone like spun out. And then my brother was like, oh, he's out of it now. Like, he's going to be bottom, of course. But then I noticed that like he recovered a little bit and he wasn't bottom. He was like 18th and there was someone 19th and 20th, and that was like Haas, I think the team called Haas, which apparently are in Drive to Survive and they're quite funny.
Oh, okay. So yeah. They came last yesterday.
Yeah.
They were the team that Toby started supporting them when they were already losing.
Yeah.
When they got lapped, and they had been lapped by like three people, and then a couple laps later, they've been lapped by four. Lapped by five, lapped by six. Well, from what I've heard, they are amazing. It's just the cars.
Yeah, but also, no, so Mazepin, one of them, he's not even he's an F1 racer, obviously, but his dad just like owns a team, or his dad's like mega rich.
Oh, really?
Like Russian Danny. My brother told me this at least anyway. So she just bought a spot in the team. She just always lasts.
Man. He's just sat there like driving along, singing like AirPods in, just going like.
I think of course, like McLaren and all the teams, they buy into the F1, similar to how a lot of other sports things work. So I guess, whereas you got like Hamilton, he gets sponsored at a younger age because he's so talented, you know, and they pay for him to get his spot in.
Yeah.
Whereas this bloke's just like, I don't know, I want to race. So the fact that someone spun out and like had to recover, you're still coming like last.
Just as a heads up, neither of us know anything about
F1. Yeah, I could be absolutely completely wrong.
Yeah, if we've said anything wrong, take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, or you know, and if you do something, put something in the comments, make it like a
constructive.
Because we want to get into it. And if you're an F1 fan, you want to be accepting newcomers, and one day we'll learn. So shut up.
That's what I hate. I hate people that are like, you shouldn't be going if you don't like it. And I'm like, well, I mean, I did offer it to everyone else first. And also, I haven't got into it.
Yeah, everyone starts somewhere.
I haven't got into it by watching it on TV or anything like that. But me going to this one event has now made me actually go, oh, when's the next one on? Like, I'll actually watch it.
Yeah, and then obviously F1's a huge sport, but it's like you have certain areas where it obviously can get stronger. So I know, you know, Lawrence McKenna, he put a basketball documentary out, which is actually really good. Like, you should check it out if you want. Obviously, because basketball is something huge in America, right? In UK, it's quite, it's everyone loves it. People, a lot of people enjoy it, but it's less cared about, less focused on. So I think it's harder. There's less funding. You know, it's harder for teams to grow, for players to get good at it and stuff. So they made a documentary to kind of like grow NBA in the UK. And that's a similar thing where some people might be like, oh, you know nothing about basketball, man. Don't, you know, whereas you never get a chance.
Yeah.
It's the same way as like women's football as well, or say MLS or soccer. You know, it's like you joke about it. People joke on it, but then it never really, it can never grow unless
you have to actually accept that it. Yeah,
there's some men's football that's worse than women's football for sure.
Yeah,
you know, and obviously like back in the day, like 90s football, 80s football was atrocious at times. It's just that, you know, you have to get somewhere. So
yeah, so don't hate on me for going to that. And if you do, Vic went to the Euros final.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're gonna hate anyone, hate on Vic. No,
you know, we actually worked out. We're joking, by the way. Don't hate Vic, obviously. But we worked out. Well, Vic's only been to two football matches ever.
Semi-final and final.
Yeah.
To be fair,
Vic.
To be fair though.
Has played in more matches in stadiums than he's been to.
That's gangster, though.
That's gangster as hell.
Yeah.
Right, he's played in three stadiums or three matches in stadiums.
I'm going to play in the next Saturday football match.
You don't decide that.
Nah, but no, well, I'm going to get fit for it.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself into contention, whether I'm in or not.
Okay.
And when I say Saturday football match, it might not be, I didn't say charity match, I said football match.
Okay.
So if you go for a kickabout, I'm going to play in that.
Well, speaking of getting fit for a football match.
Yeah.
Seen Chunks.
Yeah, yeah, he smashed it.
Well, he's obviously playing Soccer Aid now.
Yeah. Now he needs to be called Thunks. Like Thin Chunks. Thunks.
Surely he should be called like Thins.
Yeah. Yeah, should.
Like instead of...
Edit the podcast, cut it back. but then also, if you go Thunks, it's like Trunks out of Dragon Ball Z and he's been Super Saiyan. How about that?
But why has he got like a... It's like Trunks with a speech impediment though.
Thunks. I am Thunks. Sounds like Calyx. Oh man. But no, Chunk smashed, honestly. And not only has he lost weight, he's fit. You know what I'm saying? He's getting fitter. That's a big part of it. A lot of people just try and get thin by like killing themselves, by, you know, restraining from any sort of like fun in life, whereas he's done it the right way, it seems.
Yeah. And he's been playing in like so many charity matches as well.
Warming up.
Keep seeing. And he's doing well.
And again, you know, why did this get brought on? Who knows why, but he did miss that penalty.
He did.
In soccer, and that could have pushed him on. So, Saka, 10 years, going to be the best player in the world.
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
He's good. I've heard a lot of stories about Saka, you know, since, you know, he's been in the World Cup. I saw, you know.
Did you mean the Euros again?
Yes. For fuck's sake, man. Yeah, it is.
That's like three times now.
No, I'm just pressured. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Yeah, obviously life is full of stresses. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Your life is probably stressful.
Yeah, like you can have a lot going for you. You can, you know, think you're doing really well in one aspect, especially with what we do. We're like public facing, you know, we've been quite successful with what we do, but that still there can leave you feeling awful, and you can still have days where like you just feel like crap, but then you also have to pretend like you're happy to everyone else. So it can be difficult.
Yeah, so you may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss. But if your stress is high, your temper is shorter than usual, and even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload.
Especially when it's hot. When it's hot, it makes it worse, doesn't it? Everything's worse. It's hot.
Always on edge.
Yeah, yeah. So unload the stress, and you also can't sleep, which affects. Yeah. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life. Someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything.
When there are things that you can't tell anyone or feel like you can't unload to family or friends, you need to unload it, and that's what therapy can be.
So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers videos, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours.
Unload the stresses and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain from it. See if it's for you.
Yeah, so as we said, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and What's Good podcast listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatsgood.
That's BETTERHELP.com/whatsgood.
Yeah, so go to the link in the description down below, betterhelp.com/whatsgood, to get 10% off your first month.
Yep, go for it. And now back to the podcast.
Okay, we'll move on to...
With the World Cup.
The World Cup.
Predictions. No,
probably the biggest topic of this week. Obviously, Euros was last week.
Yeah.
The biggest topic, I'd say, for us, mm-hmm. not in the world, because yeah. that's outrageous. KSI's album.
Launched. It's out now.
It came out Friday.
Today's Wednesday.
Today, this yeah.
When this comes out.
We're filming this on Monday.
So go and stream it. Go and buy it. If you haven't bought it yet on iTunes and all that stuff, go and stream it a lot because the charts are in Friday. So you've as you're watching this, you've still got time to make a difference.
And we made a deal with him last time he was on that he would come on the next time he got a number one.
And he can't even turn it down.
We literally will show him the clip and go, bitch, it's in your flat.
Yeah. And he'll punch us both and knock us out. But
and he'll sit here and be like, okay, how long do I have to do this for? Yeah. But... We get views.
We do get views.
We get KSI on, we get views.
Has he been in this one since the studio?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I really like, considering the meme of me, obviously, like, using KSI, blah, blah. Bro, I filmed two videos with him this year.
Yeah.
One was a mukbang. So I literally just said to him, I will provide you with food. Can you just talk for 20 minutes?
Yeah, and we're now in the second half of the year.
And the other one was... I bought him a very expensive cake.
To help with the album as well. That would have helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was all because his album was being released.
Wholesome Simon. Also, I think we probably would have to get him in quite quick because it will be much harder to get him to come to a studio to film.
Yeah, true.
Than, you know, here.
Yeah. But the album came out Friday.
Yeah.
Very good album.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run through the album quick. I'll get it on my phone. And we're not going to do like a proper... tier list or anything because I think we're both going to do them on our own channels, so make sure you check them out
somehow
or like listenings. I don't know.
And then maybe next week or in the future we'll then like compare each other's tier lists. That's an idea we had.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see.
So we have 1 second. Sorry, KSI. Firstly, he also overtook 6ix9ine in
that's big
monthly listeners, 9.6 million.
Yeah. Oh, before we get into it, speaking of smart promotional musicians, so you know Lil Nas X?
Yeah.
I was going to tell Simon before the podcast, but I was like, wait, podcast content.
Okay.
So you know how he did that thing where he released the devil shoes or Satan shoes?
Yeah.
And then Nike was supposedly suing him. This whole week, especially today, he's been pushing that he's going to court. Says that he's been like, oh, I might be in jail tonight. Or I might be in jail next week. And he was quite seriously, he was doing it very, very seriously.
Okay.
Putting tweets about like this, that, doing TikToks, saying this, that, like if I was in jail. And then it turned out that he put out a video of like him in court. You know, he's the lawyer.
He's put out a music video.
A trailer. Somewhere like a trailer or a skit. I'd say probably skit's the best thing to promote his new song. So it's all just to promote his new song. But like,
that's very good.
It was the way it was done was just like done to perfection. And it's produced. Who is it? I might want to Google it. It's produced by Kanye West and someone else featuring
the song.
Yeah, or? Yeah. Just, I think go to his Twitter. He'll. If you have the app or twitter.com or whatever. He's just so smart. And I think JJ and Lil Nas X are quite similar in terms of the way they promote things because obviously they're both people who have like garnished an audience.
Oh, Industry Baby coming out July 23rd.
Yeah. Who's it featuring?
Don't know. Oh, Jack Harlow.
Yeah, who is like the man of the moment right now, doing a lot of big things. I think it's produced by Kanye West, someone else and Kanye West. So a big star cast, man. And all that just to promote a song. And it reminds me of JJ, like leveraging, you know, social media now.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, everyone laughed at JJ for being like a YouTuber and a musician. And now, you know, he said he's getting, you know, people are paying him to come on his songs now and paying him to promote them. So
yeah,
smart.
Was the feature, now they want to feature me.
Yeah, bro, what a bar.
Good lyric.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite lyric of the whole album is?
What?
I have two.
Go on.
So my two favorite lyrics are, one, I can't remember the exact wording, but it's, how can they cancel when the only thing that made me was me?
Mm.
That lyric, I'm like, dope.
There's a bar.
That's a sick line.
There's a bar.
And the second one is... Bugsy Malone's
lyric,
where he goes like, you're okay, they think you're just a YouTuber and I'm just a grime artist.
Yeah.
How have they not seen the...
Businessmen.
They not seen the money we make? We're businessmen.
And I like that as well because Bugsy's been one of the... You know, obviously a lot of people support JJ, but Bugsy's been one that's supported him from the start as well. Yeah. Before it was cool to be a KSI fan or, you know, a KSI collaborator, he was there then. So I like that.
Yeah, when it was a little bit risky for a... someone that's cool
to co-sign
to be on a KSI song and stuff, and obviously Bugsy was boxing him and stuff like
that.
It was always very, they were very cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's sick. And yeah, it's just good to see. One line that I do find it really funny though, have you seen the Fantano clip? So, you know, Fantano, Anthony, for those who don't know, Anthony Fantano, he's a critic, you know, YouTube critic, does really well. He does every time an album comes out or a project, he does a stream on Twitch that where he listens to it.
I saw a little bit of that, but he does another video that's an actual breakdown.
He'll review it properly. Yeah. So that's like his first listen, then he'll review it properly. But the lyric goes something like, the tweet goes, or the TikTok goes something like, Fantano couldn't even comprehend what JJ just said. And the lyric goes something like, I'm on their head like a beanie.
I'm so ahead like I'm wearing a beanie.
And then he just stops. He goes for ages. It's like, it's like one of those ones where you can't tell if he's like, he's a genius or if he's like, what did JJ just say? I think it's just to be interpreted, but no, JJ has a lot of funny lines, doesn't he?
There's one that's like, horny like a rhino watching porn. Yeah. It was just so weird.
Well, yeah, obviously the one about Harry's mom, obviously, which is, it's a good line to be fair, but it's just very, you're like, what did you just say?
That's on Swerve though as well.
Yeah, that's on Swerve, yeah. Yeah. It's on the album, it's on the premium album on Spotify.
Yeah, but it's still not his song, I don't think.
No, it's Jay. Well, they did like a, you do a song for me, I do a song for you on the album type thing. But no, it's just funny because I remember when we did a lot of the old songs with JJ, like New Age, and also Someone Did the Simulation. Like, you'd be recording, right? I'm like recording, listening in. He'll say something, I'd just be like, what the fuck did you say? But it's just like polarizing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, which a lot of artists do. A lot of artists have said stupid stuff in their songs. There's a whole YouTube compilation of people saying stupid stuff. But
I have a whole series based around it, Rap or Crap.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You're probably who I was thinking of then. So it's just, it's nice to see, because what, and again, like, it just, it grabs the attention. So whether it's a good line or not, you've still gone like, what did he say? What did he say? So it's good. It just gets people talking, and that's the best thing you can do.
Very true. Very true. Now, I mean, Skepta's also been shouting him out as well.
Skepta.
Which is that's another cool look.
Big cosign, yeah. And to be fair, Skepta has always shown support as well.
Like we've done loads of, obviously, because of Jamie and stuff, we do a lot of like Boy Better Know events. Whatever they do, we're always there, etc. and stuff. Like Shorty was actually at the F1 yesterday.
That's sick, yeah.
And yeah.
Jamie was somewhere.
Jamie was there as well with Shorty and Bizzle.
Did you see him?
But Jamie left about half an hour, 45 minutes after, or something.
Yeah, like obviously, you got to remember, like we did say that. Oh, you know, shout out Bugsy for supporting from the start. It still was a bit uncool for a lot of them to like support JJ. So it's very, you know, it's very viable as well. It's a very like fair thing to do. But Skepta has always, like, especially in private, been a fan. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, like people like, to me, that shows me how cool the artist is as a person. Not actually like cool.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because like someone like Jamie, P Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like always. All these people who are literally
Big Zoo as well.
Yeah, like, all of them who literally, they kind of heard JJ doing his thing and they were like, yeah, he's sick.
That's it.
You know, why are you looking at it as like, oh, it's cringe, he's a YouTuber.
Yeah, whereas some people did that though. Some people did like actually, like,
oh yeah, 100%.
Whether it was public or privately, maybe sometimes JJ would try and get a song on someone and they're like, oh, they don't want to do that. Ugh. Whereas like, you know, shout out to Sway as well, to be fair. Sway had the first like proper vision of like JJ can do it mainstream.
Yeah, for sure.
I had the first vision, but I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. You were like, the OG.
Well, I was like, you could be big, but I mean, what the fuck can I do about it? Make extra time.
It's the biggest song yet.
You know, that is there, really.
That's his biggest
song. Yeah, culturally. Yeah.
Okay, well.
to be fair though, a lot of like people our age now would have grown up without being their favorite song. Imagine that.
What, Hesky Time?
Yeah.
Right, everyone always says it. Everyone always says like, is KSI going to perform Hesky Time this time? Or, you know.
Well, everyone thought, you know, me being in this KSI show was going to be Hesky Time.
That'd be mad.
It would have been mad.
You know what they don't, we'll talk about the KSI show in a minute.
We'll get to it.
But imagine, obviously, Hesky was in it.
Yeah. Wearing a full kit.
Imagine.
How much did, you know, if I'm Hesky, I'm like, yeah, I'll be in it. But then when they said, like, do you want to be in a full kit? Why did he say, yeah? Bro, Hesky, bro. You don't have to wear a kit.
You don't need that. you know what I mean?
Like, wear a full kit. Could have worn jeans and just a shirt. You'd have to go in full socks, mate. No offense, Dad. I do love you. You're a great guy.
You know what? But it would have been sick if his part of the skit had been brought in by you and JJ doing Beerus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start Hesky Time.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, chill out. And then that part.
That would have been sick.
That would have been amazing. Just that first, like, dun.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one that goes like, dun, dun, dun?
Yeah, piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emil Hesky.
Funny song, man.
That song is amazing.
But it's actually quite good, isn't it? Like,
it is.
The beat and like, the flow just feels nice to listen to.
I mean, JJ's part is very questionable.
Yeah, very questionable. But the actual,
as a song, it's actually...
Yeah,
so we got The Moment first.
Yeah.
Very good song.
Oh, I love that song. It might be one of my favourites.
The first time he played it to me as well, I was like, I don't want to be mean because I don't mean it in a bad way. But it sounds like an intro song. And he went, it's the intro song. Yeah, and I was like, it's a sick intro song. Because one of my favourite songs on the last album was the intro song.
Yeah, What You Been On, right?
Yeah. That's like one of my favourite songs of it.
I think this one might be one of my favourites on the whole album.
It's definitely one of my favourites.
It's what I keep singing in my head.
Yeah, no, it's definitely up there.
I don't care.
Which is one thing we'll say at the end of the scene. Sure. I'll say now, but you'll see it at the end, is his solo songs are really good.
Yeah.
Which I'm so happy about because it's so easy for JJ to get slated for carried by collabs. And it's like, right, at what point is he not? Like his highest charted song right now is a solo song.
Holiday. Yeah. Well, it's good actually because JJ's grown a lot. But what I'll say as well is often when you're in a situation that JJ is now, right, where he's like, he's doing really well. You've also got a lot of like, say not managers say, or you've got like maybe label people that are like, oh, you should do this. Whereas as an artist, especially someone who doesn't have much charisma or the ability to have your own say, which JJ can do that, by the way. He's the best at that. He's best at saying, I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
But other people in the industry might, you know, not have the power that JJ's got. So, someone might say, I'll do this, do that, and they have to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to get dropped by the label or locked into a contract. Whereas a lot of JJ's solo stuff is him being like, nah, this is me now. Yeah. This is what I really want to do. But at the same time, he's like got out of his comfort zone as well. Like the Holiday song wouldn't have been his idea. He's not going to sit there and be like, I want to make like a...
Yeah.
But someone would be like, oh, you know, try it out, you know, do this, do that, you know, maybe express yourself. And now it's really paid off. So this album is definitely both of them combining. And the reason him on his own is so good is, yes, people can't say, oh, you're getting carried by a feature, but also you start to hear JJ as like himself.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, with no features, because sometimes with the features, you pander to their style as well. Like, if I'm going to make a song with, say, Talia, it'll be very different to a song that I'll make with JJ. Whereas when you're on your own, it's like, this is me now. So shout out JJ.
I was trying to remember, I thought something a minute ago and I was like, that's a really funny, not funny point, but it's a really interesting thing that I was going to say.
Yeah.
And then I realized I forgot it.
Yeah.
And now I've remembered. Anthony Fantano.
Yeah.
Rated JJ's last album a 4.
Okay.
So we have our whole yellow red card system with Sidemen.
Right.
Obviously, you know, you get a yellow card for being late or missing something, etc. You get 2 yellow cards, you get the red card. And if you get a red card, you lose a video in the grand schemes of things. You have to do more work.
So we've got a wager on the table, I'm guessing.
Harry said, if Anthony Fantano gives a rating above 6, he'll take the red card.
Wow.
So
what's JJ's stance on what's JJ's prediction? Fantano.
I mean, based on I watched a bit of the live stream, his audience is one of the most toxic audiences I've ever seen.
And
I get that
he is toxic in a sense. Like his whole persona is kind of toxic. Not in a bad way, but more of like, you know, I'm this harsh critic, you know. He's got his own lane, right?
Yeah, I mean I get, you know, he breaks it down, he knows the music. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But to me, ultimately, well, to everyone, music is subjective.
It's subjective, but there's still, you still have the right to critique it though.
No, 100%, 100%. Yeah. But that doesn't make your opinion any more valid than anyone else's.
No, but if you are a music critique, then like, he's more, so Fantano is more, whether you think he's credible or not, that's the subjective as well, but he is more versed in music than we are. Well,
yeah.
In terms of like compositions, in like terms for of musical structure.
You know a lot more than me about music, like making a song, for example. So there might be like a kick drum that it happens every now and then and it's offbeat.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't listen to that song, it's offbeat, this is awful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just like this song, it just sounds sick. That doesn't, and I'd rate the song, you know, 9 out of 10. That out of time, it just kind of annoys me. It's like a 5, 4 out of 10.
Yeah, for sure.
That doesn't make the opinion, in neither of our opinions, more
so,
correct.
Yeah, so Fantano has a right to give his opinion, and he's probably got a good opinion, to be fair. You know, if you subscribe to his thoughts, then go for it. But just what he says shouldn't affect what
you should think for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I watch a lot of reaction videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And like subconsciously, maybe I am swayed a bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, laid back, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'll watch him and I might be swayed a little bit subconsciously, but I try to, you know, I'll listen to a song before I watch him normally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he might go, oh, this one's trash. And then I'm kind of like, oh, I quite like that song.
Yeah.
That's not going to make me go, yeah, actually, this song's an L, stinker song, blah, blah, blah. Which I feel like, obviously, a lot of kids who watch reaction videos and stuff will actually do.
Yeah, especially Fantano. People will wait to see what his opinion is before they give their opinion.
And I think that's outrageous. Yeah, obviously, a lot of them are kids, so it's like, whatever. Like,
But so he's got a right to his opinion, so has any anyone. But also, you know, he can say what he wants about the album.
He has a right to voice his opinion.
For sure,
too.
Whereas, obviously, he would have given Hesitam a one, but as we just said, like, in context to the song Hesitam, it's quite funny. So, like, you know, we would score it higher, but again, you know, that's just, musically, you give it a one, but although someone would beg to differ. But we are biased with KSI for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I am 100% biased. Like, I will always think of it better. Well, that's the thing. Maybe I don't think of it as better, but I don't think I would allow myself to think of it as bad.
Yeah.
So out of the whole album, I'm looking at it and going like, oh, this song is okay. And a lot of other people are going, that song's actually a stinker.
Yeah. And also, we're probably less biased for this one because we heard less of it. Like, we heard quite a bit of it, but certain times, certain songs were a surprise. You know, I'm like, wow, like Holiday, we all kind of heard that for the first time. It still was before the album, but everyone's like, wow, it's kind of, you know, damn. And especially we'll get onto it later, but one of the tracks that we probably is all our favorites. We heard for the first time, everyone was vibing. So I think JD wanted that as well. Because again, you don't want your friends to like be too involved because you want to surprise them as well. You want them to listen to it as a fan.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah, it's great to see him doing well, really. But I did see someone compare it to, like, what is it, Kendrick Lamar's, like, Damn album. And that's pretty a bit far, isn't it?
As in, say it was, like, same level?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like I see people online saying, this is the greatest album ever. And I'm like, okay, again, opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
If you think it is, you think it is.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, you might be biased.
Yeah.
But it's like people, if you think that this album is genuinely terrible and there is no musical concept behind it, or there's no good sound, then I'm like, okay, you probably just hate KSI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah,
it's a bit of both, really.
But yeah, the next song, number two, with mm-hmm. Future and 21 Savage. This, from every reaction I've watched, is the most mixed song.
Is it?
Like, there's mixed songs, but this one, because me personally,
yeah,
I think the weakest person on the song is 21 Savage.
Mm.
Other people, mainly Americans, from what I've watched, 21 Savage carried the song.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what do you think of that one?
I've not really had an opinion on who carries it, really, or who had the better, I guess, part of the track. But again, it's hard to do because I've heard Future so many, I've heard JJ, Future, and 21 Savage so many times that it's like, they all sound like they would, I expect them to sound.
Yeah.
So no one, to be fair, I don't think the song's the strong one. I don't think it's the strongest on the album. I say it's probably one of my least favorite on the album, to be fair, same. Which actually I think, you know, it's not a downside on JJ. It's more a downside on the potential of that track.
Yeah.
And you hit Future, 21 Savage, KSI. Oh my God, it's going to be incredible, but it wasn't really. Whereas, you know, the first song, The Moment, I'm like, I prefer that song. You know?
Yeah. A lot of people also said straight away, look at it. That's the song I want to hear.
Yeah.
At the end of it, they were like, that's one of the only songs I wouldn't replay constantly.
Yeah.
Future's part, though, to me, is so good.
You're actually not the biggest fan of Future.
I'm not a Future fan at all.
Yeah, I love Future, man.
But his part in that, I was literally like, I wish this was its own song.
That's where you find, like, the best are the best for a reason, because they can go on any track. Like, again, like, you know, I mean, not to sound peak on JJ, but, you know, say when Future's going to go in the studio and work with, say, a Drake collab, you imagine he'd probably put a bit more into it than you would, for, say, a KSI one. Whereas, no, Future doesn't do that. He's Future on every song.
That's what I noticed about this album, though, is I, like, listening through it, I don't think there's a single person on it that...
sounds out of place. Or sounds like they phoned it in.
Sounds like they went, oh, yeah. Gets money.
I think that's why they are the best. I mean, credit to JJ for even getting these features, but, you know, again, like, obviously, I imagine I don't know how it really works. I don't want to say too much, but Future would have been like, someone would have been like, oh, Future, do you want to go on this song, or like, let's do this song. He's probably like, yeah, sure, like, he goes for it. Whereas a lot of people would be like, oh, what, KSI, I don't want to do that. So credit to them all, you know.
Well, the next one's Patience, which we've obviously. Yeah. It's an old song.
I think when I do my reaction, I'm gonna do like a, I've obviously heard the album already. I was driving when I first heard it, but I'm going to do like a, maybe like a listen through. I probably would skip those ones.
Yeah. I did a listen through on stream.
Yeah.
And I listened to them. But if I was to listen to the album now, I think I'd skip the ones I've heard a lot. Yeah. Not out of dislike, just because.
So you're excited to hear the new stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to hear, like, I hear Really Love or whatever on the radio every single time I get it.
Yeah, yeah. You do it with every album. Yeah. Like, if you've heard a single, you skip it. Because it's Latch on this album as well.
No.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I don't. Is that his song?
Well, it's one of those instances where it's like, it's a co-song. But it's similar to like how Patience is a co-song as well, if that makes sense. Same with like Really Love as well. It's kind of like a, you know, we're going to get together and do this collaboratively. A lot of artists do that these days. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah. You is next.
It's Chuck or Randolph?
Yeah.
John, thanks, Jed. You don't have to do that.
Which everyone in my stream said was about me. Because the lyrics are, you, I do it all for you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This was the song that was actually going to be released instead of Holiday.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the right call.
100%.
Definitely the right call.
100%. But this one, I listened to on stream and I went, meh.
It's growing like, on you. You said in the chat,
it's
right?
It's good. But it's like, yeah. And then it's actually watching people's reactions to it. I like every time I heard it more and more, I was like, okay.
I need to watch the reactions.
Okay, it's a little bit more of a popper and more of a popper.
Yeah. I still think for me, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I think like as a song, it's really good. Like the songwriting, but I kind of, it's not my favorite style to hear JJ, if that makes sense. I prefer his more rap songs. And also his more like, rap singy songs, if that makes sense. So like The Moment, you know, he's singing in that, but it's more of like a reserve singing, whereas In You, to be fair to me, goes for it and does well.
Yeah,
but that tone, I'm not the massive fan of it, but I think as a song it is a bop. But I do think Holiday was the better choice as a single.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Don't Play, Really Love.
Yeah, they're both good songs,
both very good.
Yeah.
Gang Gang, this is the one that
I like. This
everyone was like, this is my favorite one.
Yeah, I like this. It's not my favorite, but I do like it.
That is sick. Although I'm gonna have a little I don't know what the right word is. Yeah.
Go on.
I listened to it. Firstly, J1's verse is sick.
Yeah.
It's so much better than his own verse on Swerve.
Yeah, yeah.
But I listened to that song, and you know at the end, Dino starts just going like, stop playing with it, and starts going off kind of thing, and the beat changes, etc. On the stream, I'm kind of there like, oh, like, whoa, I didn't expect this.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to it again, I'm actually like, kind of not like that part. It doesn't fit the song.
Yeah.
The song's quite fast paced and it's like,
I think
this song and then there's this random extra bit.
I think this song for me is like, it's a very good song, but it is also very like, it's a very generic UK sounding track, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a very safe UK track. And I think there's a lot of songs recently in the current climate in the UK. If you're not from the UK, you might not know as much, but it's quite like that song's going to do well. Whereas the rest of the album, to be fair to JJ and a lot of the other collaborators as well, went outside the box. Like it's all over the place. That's the title of the album, where it definitely does expand a bit. Like I think it could have been very easy for JJ to play it safe on this album completely and do songs like this.
Yeah.
And it still would have been a great album, but it'd have been like, oh, I can't really see much progression. Whereas, again, good song, but I think for me it's like that. It's just a good, it's a great song, but it is just that.
It's one of them ones that you expect to see on like, maybe like GRM Daily.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The video is them in a warehouse with a couple cars
for
one shot. And then there's another shot with some cool lights.
Yeah.
Like it's very good, but it is also kind of generic.
Yeah, you make it, you're like, you know that's going to do well.
Yeah.
It's a safe.
Yeah.
But it is good though. It still is good.
It's one of those ones that everyone will just listen to.
I think Swerve is the same as well. I think Swerve's another one of those like kind of safe songs, but I do prefer this a lot more than Swerve. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. The next one's Rent Free with Gracie.
I like this.
I listened to this on stream and I was like, this is the worst song on the album.
Worst song?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I listened again after and again and again and I was like,
yeah, I like it.
It's grown on me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the reason I didn't like it was because the beat and the chorus, I was like, you got this chorus and then you got this beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what's going on? But then I've learned to like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
It's really different.
Well, it's one of those ones where like, as well, like a lot of other tracks, you've got JJ kind of here and there, but this one you really feel like you get to know him a bit more. Like he actually goes, you know, in depth in the verses, which I like a lot.
Then there's Madness.
Oh, it's banger.
This song is.
This is Slut beat. I don't know if we ever spoke about it in a podcast, but JJ played this beat to us. And I was like, I think we were both like, we've heard this before.
Yeah.
And the sample, the piano, I think it is. I've 100% heard it before. And I was like, I'm on Splice a lot. I'm looking through samples to make beats a lot. And I'm like, I know this sample. I've either made a beat before with that sample or I've heard it from somewhere. And I know you said the same as well, but it might have just been him playing it here. Time ago, or maybe when we were recording something before, he played that beat a long time ago and it just stuck with me, but I've definitely heard it somewhere. I'm just not sure if it's somewhere else or him.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But it's a banger.
Because that's the thing, I hear everything just like through the wall, yeah. Which is like very muffled. And I'm like, I heard this song? So like every song that played, I was like...
You also heard old versions as well, like Patience, remember that?
Yeah. Maybe Madness as well.
Yeah.
Silly. Banger. This is one Bugsy.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, banger.
This
song
is like to go after Madness. Madness made me want to just like punch a baby.
Yeah,
like I was ready to just
yeah.
And then Silly would be like my victory walk after punching.
Yeah, what's up, bitch?
Like yeah,
how do you like this?
Well,
like,
oh, the police can try and stop me, bro.
Yeah,
Silly's playing. You can't stop me.
My first listen to this car was when I was driving back from somewhere. So like, I sometimes song will come on. I don't know what it's called, but you know, Bugsy killed us as well.
Bugsy killed it. That's what I mean.
We
though
spoke about his first line, didn't we?
Yeah, that's what I mean about people like their features though.
Yeah, he gave us all.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
That song is so good. I wish I had a car just so I could. My favorite thing is listening to a new album in the car.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah,
a whole different style of listening to it.
Yeah, I was driving back and I was like, obviously we spoke before, like about maybe I'll do like a reaction to it, but I was like, nah, I want to listen to it. I'm driving back, got 2 hours to kill. It's perfect time to listen to the album. It was really warm as well. It's like windows down. I always like listening to my songs or like JJ's songs or someone I know with the windows down as well. So I'm like, listen to my friend. Like, walking past, someone's walking the dog. I'm like, yeah, bitch, listen to this.
We got Flash It with Rico Love.
I love this song.
I like it.
I love this song.
I just felt like it wasn't JJ's song.
Well, yeah, I do get that. I mean, Rico Love. So those who don't know Rico Love, he's like a big, big songwriter. He's written songs like Beyonce, Rihanna, big, big, big songwriter. Like he's probably written some of like your favorite songs. You don't even know it's him.
Mad.
He's
yeah,
huge.
I don't.
Yeah, know, but. I mean, but I like the song. Like it's a very album filler. Definitely a filler, but I just like the vibe of it.
It also made me like my hips started to move.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the song played, and I was a bit like, ooh, okay,
yeah,
I feel this. Then two songs later, No Pressure comes on and my hips start hitting each wall.
I love the song. I didn't think
No Pressure is amazing.
I didn't think I would have. I was listening to it. I was like, I don't think it's my vibe. But then day after, I'm like, I'm putting that song on again. And JJ, oh, she's
that
sick.
Song is the one that, that's the one that made me stop my stream.
Right.
And literally just go like, I haven't heard this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it? But it's good.
Yeah.
Because it straight away, it's like you have that, it's just a completely different sound.
Yeah.
And I went,
well,
this isn't KSI.
A lot of the time that we were recording stuff in the past with JJ, there's times where he'd go like outside of his comfort zone and I'd be like, oh man, like, do you really want to do that? Because I'd always be like, you know, focus on what you can do best. But he's like, nah, I want to, you know, push the boundaries. And Too Faced does that. And in this song, he does that and it really, really works. So it's a credit to him as well for actually pushing it.
You're looking up Rico Love songs.
I am, yeah. I just want to like read some out. It's mad, you know. So this is not necessarily just... So this is songwriting and production credits. So you've got... should I go from new to old?
Just top.
Top. I don't know which one's top, because that's not in order, but...
Just any big songs.
Okay, so Twerk by City Girls, featuring Cardi B.
I don't know.
You don't know that? Okay, no. Okay. Long Live ASAP, ASAP Rocky.
I've definitely heard that.
God, hold on. God damn it.
He's not proving his point here. Which I know, I believe you, but you're making me not believe you.
Motivation, Kelly Rowland, featuring Lil Wayne.
Motivation.
Yeah. Just a Dream, Nelly. There Goes My Baby, Usher.
Okay.
All Night Long, Alexandra Burke, featuring Pitbull. Hello, Good Morning, Diddy Dirty Money. Hello, yeah. Good morning. Someone to Love, featuring Robin Thicke. Sweet Dreams, Beyonce.
Oh, that's
a banger, isn't it?
Yeah. Banger.
Shown, Flo Rida, featuring Pleasure P. Okay, again, I'm not sure which songs you would have known. Love
I
Like
believe
This.
You, I believe
Natasha
you.
Bedingfield. Nah, sick guy. So I shout out you. To Rico Love, man.
Okay, well, after the Rico Love song is our favorite song on the album.
Oh, yeah.
No Time with Lil Durk.
It's not even a question either. Like, it's the best, I put it in my Instagram story, it's the best KSI song ever.
Yeah.
And not just because of Little Dirk either. Like sometimes you'll say like, you know, say Lighter, your like favorite. It's very like a very pop song. You know, you can tell it's maybe influenced by some other people. This one's like JJ's character song.
This song, like you say, not with like not because of Lil Durk.
He still smashed it.
I actually forget Lil Durk's on the song until I listen to it, and it's like a nice surprise.
Yeah, and he did very, very. It's not even like he was not good on the song. He's incredible.
No, he's amazing. But I play it, and the first chorus happens, and I'm like, oh my god, I love this song. Then you have JJ's verse, and I'm like, that was a sick verse.
Yeah.
You have the chorus again, and I'm like, oh my god, this song is amazing. Then Lil Durk comes on and go, oh my god, I forgot he's on this song.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Good. There's a reason this was going viral on TikTok when it was like leaked or as a snippet or whatever. Yeah. And we all said like, you have to make this the single. Like you have to make it. And even JJ was like, really? Or not? And even like the management was like,
yeah.
We're like, nah, this song is the best. It's by far the best.
So I watched, I think it was Dante.
Yeah.
And then there's also a smaller streamer called Wesley, who basically, they both listened to the album on stream. Both of them heard the song. And it's like a really mean a thing to me. That bit that literally happened, and both of them go, "This is the song! This is the song! Bro, I've heard the clip."
Bro, it's not even close. I think they heard the clip,
and they were like, "This was the one that I was like, I have to hear it. It sounds sick." Yeah. Blah blah blah. Because he played other clips, and it didn't get them like that gas. This they were like, "This was at the outro of one of the videos. Like in the background, I said it sounds amazing."
Yeah. Well, I'm listening to JJ's most played songs, right? Of the last, like, say, 28 days or whatever.
Okay.
It's just Spotify. Holiday, obviously. Yep. Patient, Don't Play, Lighter, Really Love, and then No Time.
Yeah.
And obviously, and keep in mind, they're all...
Next one is number two.
Well, Swerve, but yeah, number two. But Swerve's like someone else's song as well.
Number two, then The Moment.
Then The Moment, yeah. Then Gang, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I had this conversation with JJ.
Okay, yeah.
He was like, I said how every streamer I've watched who's reacts to the album has said, this is the best song.
Does he believe us yet?
Yeah, he is there like, yeah, it's getting the reception from everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Like those first five songs I mentioned are all like chart-topping singles that have been out for months, so they're going to be played by most people. But this one, it's not a single, and it's like outperforming. So.
And I know Lil Durk is huge, but...
He is, to be fair, he's probably bigger than a lot of people think.
Oh, no, 100%, but...
He's not the only reason.
He's not, because it's now overtaken... Future and 21 Savage together one song. That's the one everyone wanted to hear. And then this one is
so sick, man.
And like, then it's No Pressure, and then it's Holiday, which obviously we've spoken about.
Yeah.
Then it's Sleeping with the Enemy.
That's a banger as well.
It is.
I love the beat on it.
It's really weird though, isn't it?
How it goes from like, so I guess the chorus is big, isn't it? Is that what you're trying to say versus the verse?
It's also like, the tune almost feels like a Christmas jingle.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. I like the beat. I like that style of beat.
No, I like it. Yeah. I like it, but it's just like the start, it does sound almost like a... Because you know how he does the... I told my mom I was quitting school.
Yeah, yeah.
She laughed and said... And he even does the laugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds like a play.
Yeah, okay. I get
and then it kind of goes in a bit. But it is the only one I feel like you get that full story.
Yeah, true.
You get a bit of about him in other songs, but this one is the one that's
more
like,
heartfelt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I do think the second, like I saw someone, this was one of the only songs where I saw someone's like comment on it before it came out, which obviously affects your opinion. So you try not to see any spoilers, but someone said, oh, the second verse goes so hard. But when I listened to it, I was actually like, I actually prefer the first verse. The first half is like very storytelling. And the second one, he goes with like a few melodies, but I'm kind of like, I enjoyed, because the beat is so like, the beat reminds me of, you know, who's the...
Go on, give me some.
It's so hard.
Info.
You know, back in the day, there was the.
Give me some info.
Bruno Mars featured on it.
Okay.
And it was like a.
B.O.B.
I think his name was Travis, similar to B.O.B., very close now.
Okay. Travis McCoy.
From what?
Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah, Gym Class Heroes, yeah. It felt like that kind of that type of beat, like just like a. You know that period where it was.
Billionaire.
Like, yeah, yeah. That type of song is like a very like piano, very crisp beat. And you got like sick vocals over the top. It's got like pure rap.
Yeah.
Like Eminem, Airplane, Style.
Very like playful
Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
playful
and then,
rapping.
And SX comes in, huge chorus, blah, blah, blah. And then the second verse, I'm like, get back into that flow again. But it's still a good song.
Yeah. But that's the whole album.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's out.
Yeah, same.
I feel like he's now obviously very busy.
Mm.
But this is like, it's getting less.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously you do all the press building up to it. You do all the press after it, and then he'll kind of have a break a bit.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not filming Simon videos for 2.5 weeks because of him.
Press, yeah, yeah.
Because he was so busy. That's why some people have gone away, etc.
Yeah, yeah, got breaks, yeah.
So he's the only one that doesn't get the break. Because obviously he gets a break from Simon videos, but not from because he is doing more work.
Yeah, and to be fair, I bet right now he'd wish for a Simon video.
Yeah, he managed to, like, I know there was something the other day, he had like a bunch of interviews, and then the next day he had a bunch of interviews, and he basically just said, like, just try and get these ones in the morning, move this one to the night.
Yeah.
And then he has a day off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was just like, I just want a day to not have to do
that. Well, yeah, it's paying off though. Like, he's working really hard, but he's reaping the rewards, you know, that's for sure. And you know, he knows what he needs to do to get places. So, yeah, shout out.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, you should feel sorry for him.
Oh, no, not at all, yeah.
Right, he's doing very well from it.
Yeah, but when like, say, I mean, you work really hard as well, but me and Sam are like, oh, busy week. His is like, busy week.
Yeah. Well, his is always just he has to go to stuff. Yeah. For me personally, like, I find that the most tiring thing.
Yeah. You could film like 12 videos in a day and have to be like, oh, I've done really well today. Whereas he has to like, it sounds like, oh, get over yourself. He has to like, you know, get the train, get the car, do this, do that, fly here, fly there. And traveling, you probably know, you know, you're going on holiday, right? And you have to get up at like 4 a.m. to get the flight, you know, you feel like, oh, I'm worn out now, but at least I can relax. That's what it's like when you do these type of press things, but nonstop.
What was it on? Where was it? Was it a Sidemen shoot or something? It was something, and it was his album night. Sorry. It was the night the album came out.
Yeah.
I was live streaming. Oh, it was like 1:30 and he came in.
Yeah,
He was streaming himself on Instagram and stuff. So obviously he stayed up till like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. doing this live stream to promote his album. And then he comes into my stream and I was kind of there like, I feel bad. Firstly, you can't hear the music.
Yeah.
So you can't stand there and just, you'd be bored.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he's getting up at 6 a.m. to go see Lorraine.
Yeah, mad.
Not because they're dating. That's a weird rumor, you know. People think KSI and Lorraine are dating. I wish, because that means I could meet Lorraine.
You can meet her anyway, I'm sure.
I want to meet Lorraine. If I could choose people to have dinner with, I'd actually choose Lorraine.
Well, now you're on your Instagram and like, you got a new approach on life, more opportunities. Maybe you can do that. Because you also.
But I don't want to go on Lorraine.
No, yes, that's part of it. It's part of the opportunity. You got to take those things.
I ain't doing anything mainstream like that. Anything mainstream like media, I'm not doing that.
Well, you said you haven't taken more
different media. That's different. That's different.
Nah, they can't pick
different opportunities. Because that is like, oh, hey, let's go look at his old GTA videos. Oh, never mind.
Well, you got to step out your comfort zone more then to create something worth talking about in your mind. I think there's a lot you can talk about.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I would love to just talk to Lorraine.
A bit weird, bro.
Why? She seems so nice.
I don't really know her that well, but.
I mean, neither do I. I've never met her.
Seems like you know a lot about her.
Have you never seen Lorraine?
Nah, I've seen a bit, but not enough for like, oh my God, I want to meet that woman.
She's awesome.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I'd take your word for it, but
okay.
I don't know if I want to go for a meal. I mean, I do. If you want to go for a meal, I'm not going to turn it down. I'll bring you.
Who do you want to go for a meal with?
Jay-Z.
Have you met him? Could be a dickhead.
Could be.
Has anyone that you know met him?
But like for me, like Jay-Z is obviously like an artist, business person, someone that I look up to, like take a lot of inspiration
from. Same as Lorraine.
For what though?
For being a fucking legend.
So surely if you love what she does and she's a legend because of what you've seen of her on her show, surely you'd want to go on her show.
I'd love to go on her show if the downside wasn't other people, if there wasn't a third party that just want to leech and drag people down.
JJ's surviving.
Yeah, JJ's a different case.
He's very strong though, isn't he?
JJ's a very, very different case.
To fair, he's done well, because one of the things he hates doing is like, not doing what someone else wants him to do, but I guess, that in a sense. Like, he's got his own core beliefs, right? And it's very hard to like, overcome that. I'm very stubborn. I'd say no to a lot of things, whereas he does it, you know, like he goes to the shoots, he hates it. Imagine getting up at 6 a.m. he must love going on Lorraine, but imagine going to have to do that, then this interview, then this, and a microphone in your face, then that, and take a picture, you know.
Well, that's what the main thing is. That's why it's tiring. I know, obviously, us saying like, oh, he travels a bit.
Yeah.
I know everyone's like, oh, I travel to work. Like, I travel 2 hours. Which is
non-stop.
But it's the fact of he travels to it, and then immediately, the second he's out of the car, it's... You have to be KSI now. You have to be like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. You can't be in a bad mood.
No.
Like, if you go to work, obviously, I'm not trying to compare the two, but if you go to work, you can be in a bad mood and just get your work done.
Yeah.
Just put your head down.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally like, everyone is there to see what you're about to do.
Yeah.
And you have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one, you know, he does one bad thing, we'll move on to the KSI show.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
a horrible transition. But
yeah, well.
Yeah. And people just get angry at him.
Yeah. I mean, well, did you watch the KSI show?
So I've seen a lot of it, but I didn't watch it live because I was at Talia's mum's birthday.
Oh, banging.
That was a weird choice of word to throw out there after that.
Would it have been weird if Talia's mum wasn't so hot? No, but would it though? Like, would that be real? It wouldn't,
probably,
would it?
Probably not, no.
Like if you said to me I was at my mum's birthday and I was like banging, none of us would have found that weird.
No. But it's also because you paused, you went banging.
Well, no, because I realised that, like, you know. Anyway.
But yeah, so I've seen a lot of it and obviously we were in it.
Yeah, just, I bought a ticket obviously for it. And I was at my brother's at the time, we were having food at like a barbecue. And I was watching it and then I was like, I saw Beerus and that. And I was like, I've got to drive home. I have to drive home. It's like an hour drive. So I was like, oh, I'll watch it. When I get back, I'll like rewind it. And like, you can't.
No.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I paid for this.
There is a reshowing.
Tuesday.
Obviously, it's Wednesday now. Yeah. It's yesterday and either
Thursday. If you bought it Thursday or if Friday. You can still buy it as well. But no, I mean, I think to be fair, like I think JJ was right. He saw his video. I think, did you watch it on your stream today? Yeah.
Yes.
I think to be fair as well, like it's a tough one because a lot of the criticism and the hate is like unwarranted. But at the same time, I think there are a lot of people who have got genuine like worries with it. And I think he took it well. And like, he's like, you know, fair enough. Like,
yeah, my two things that I took from obviously, so I watched his Reddit video. If you haven't seen it, it's very funny.
Yeah.
He basically just goes through the Reddit of people slating the show.
Well, that was his Reddit, wasn't it? It wasn't even like,
yeah. But all the comments as well were, I'll watch him not do a Reddit video this week and avoid it. And then he'll come back when the Reddit is different.
Mm.
And that's what every artist would do.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
But obviously, JJ doesn't.
Well, damage control, isn't it? Oh, the label's like, oh, don't reply to this, don't reply to that. Yeah. Like, it's like no criticism when, yeah, like as you're going to say, fair play to him to just.
That's what I mean. You got to give him props anyway. Like, even if you hate him or hate the show,
yeah,
you got to accept he literally has reacted to everyone's hate and replied.
Yeah.
And he hasn't just gone like, oh, yeah, fuck you, you're stupid. He's actually like, explained everything about it.
Yeah.
Well, and the two things that I basically took from it, which I do agree with, is firstly, he said it was 90 minutes. It was about 70.
Well, he would have not known that though. Like,
nah, but if you don't know it, you shouldn't say it.
It's true. It's true.
You know, like, it's true. If you don't know how long it is,
but he might have been told like it's 90 minutes. And then when it was all edited down, it was 70. And like,
true. I guess but if you went to a girl and you're like, oh, by the way, I do have a 6-inch penis.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 inches.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that wasn't really what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, to be fair, I actually never measured it. I just kind of guessed.
True. Yeah, no, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, I get you.
So that was one of the issues, which in the video, he literally says, that's my bad.
Fair play.
I just got it wrong. And the other one was, what was the other one? The other one was that he oversold it because it was way more music. Because he said it will break the internet.
I think it...
And ultimately, no matter what, I struggle to think of many things that will break the internet.
Yeah, I think the only people who have like... Yeah, it's a hard one too. I think like, what was the Kim Kardashian one at the time? Where the paper magazine, you know, she's like, had the champagne, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that was called Break the Internet.
Like, yeah.
That was only because they called it Break the Internet. Yeah, and it is a hard one. I think,
you know, like Logan fighting Floyd Mayweather is the crossover of everything. Yes, JJ got a lot of celebrities in it, but I don't want to like slate it because firstly I haven't seen it. Secondly, well, I would have seen it by the time this is out. I would have liked for it to have been less skit and more story.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's meant to be KSI's story with music, and a lot of it was everyone also said, I felt like I just watched a musical show.
Thing is, that's going to be like your own subjectiveness or also your own like imagination of what the show is, because it's called the KSI show, right? Like a show could mean TV show or it could mean
a musical show.
Yeah. And also like it was heavily promoted with artists. Like for the last 2-3 weeks, it's been promoting like artists in it all the way. And like, on the banner of it, it's literally just artists. Like,
but he did also promote Lorraine, Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, for sure.
And he also promoted it as, oh, it's going to be my story with some music.
Yeah.
Whereas if he had promoted it as,
It's a concert.
It's going to be a musical concert yeah. with some skits between. I think people would have gone, that's what we expected.
I think one thing I do agree with a bit is that the scripted parts that at times they were quite cringe.
Yeah, like, I mean, cringe in general is an opinion.
It is, yeah. It
but
is.
I don't know what it, if, I mean, if I was going to write it, not write it, if I was going to direct it myself and I could check, it's like, I obviously knowing what I know now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have made it like a conversation with Heskey, but 10 minutes of him talking to Heskey.
And just what happens, but, happens. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I have pre-prepared questions, which are what people want to know. And it's way more like, way more personal.
Yeah.
Then you have the songs of that era.
Yeah.
Then you have him talking to, I don't know who would go next, but maybe like someone like Sway or someone like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you do the same as you go through his time period like this. Obviously, like you would end with Logan, mm-hmm. but you would then have him and Logan in the room for 10 minutes.
And see what happens.
And you just say like, oh, who won the fight?
Yeah,
let them talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
This isn't meant to be funny. It's not meant to be them kind of going like, not blah, blah, blah. It's literally, that's the story. And then you get some of his music.
Yeah.
Or it would be like that. It would be like, Heskey, music, this person.
And that's
music,
his story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that or let him write it. Like, because the thing is, the whole point of KSI and the whole reason he's even doing well right now, because again, like, if he wasn't KSI, his album would just be it would be less noise about it. It'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just another album. Because it's KSI, people are like so drawn to it. And I think if you're going to be like, you know, the KSI show, it's my story, then let him dictate it. Because throughout his whole career, that's what he's done best. He's you know, dictated his own career. Like, and that's why he's in what position he's in now. Like, he's inspired a lot of people and shown them you can go from like this, like the nerdy kid in the bedroom to what he's doing now. Yeah. But he's done that for himself. Like, and no one else has. Like, yeah, maybe like now the labels are helping him get to the point, you know, putting him on this, getting that opportunity. That's what they do best. But he's still been the whole person getting himself into those positions. And I think the show would have been, you know, much better if it was like, right, JJ, what, when you can tell it was kind of like, you know, it was people's perception of JJ written rather than his perception of himself.
Yeah.
Like, and you can tell with a lot of like the jokes, it's kind of like,
well, that's what one of the posts in the Reddit video is. American Dad writers calling him a fat neek for the sixth time. I have achieved comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it did, from what I've seen, it did feel like it was a bunch of old suits looking at his audience.
It was that, yeah. And now you look back on it and it's like, I think the reason they were so big on like American Dad have written this, or sorry, some of the writers from American Dad show have done some of the jokes, is so that it's like a cushion to fall on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, it's American Dad, it has to be good. Whereas like, I think even if it would maybe have been less proper or less, you know, professionally correct, I think having JJ dictate that would have been so much better. Because, you know.
Because I know obviously the directors of American Dad or whatever have, or the writers have written other stuff. That I think anyway is real life, but if they're known for American Dad comedy, like trying to write a comedy skit that's a cartoon to real life,
yeah,
so different.
And from something you don't control, like they control the whole story of American Dad, and it's a cartoon, so they can make them do whatever they want. You know, yeah, it's
whereas
their character.
You have KSI story,
just and I don't know. I can't imagine the American Dad writers are massive KSI fans. They might not know. They definitely don't know his story from the start as much as he does, or maybe someone else closer to him would know. So they are guaranteed gonna miss, you know. Yeah. And also, he's got an whole album to write. I can't imagine he's there with a fine tooth comb, going like, "Oh, take this bit out, take that out." He's got, you know. But you know, I think, and that's what I think. A lot of the criticism was fair. And I think he's in a position now where his Reddit and his core fan base are a big reason to where he's at now. Like,
yeah,
you know, if he gets a number
that's
one,
that's why he replies to it though.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like the fact that, you know, he even says, you know, maybe I took an L on this one. Like, you have to respect that, because, you know, they're the reason why he's in this position now. And, you know, they've also got a right to have that opinion. I see a lot of people have been like, oh, don't hate on him for no reason. And I'm like, well, a lot of people are unnecessarily hating the show.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people say
on Twitter and stuff.
I've seen people say it's a scam, and I'm like,
no.
You don't understand what a scam is if you think that's a scam.
Yeah.
Like, a scam would have been, oh, everyone buy my shirt, it's going to be the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Gives your money and it just doesn't have a show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
when it's a scam.
Whereas half of the Reddit was like just jokes, as you would expect. Even if the show was a massive success, there still would be jokes like, oh, Fatnik this, Fatnik that. You know, it's just part of Reddit. It's what Reddit is and his culture and his audience is. But also, you can tell a lot of people were giving actual criticism. Like, some people were like, this is what I like about it, this is what I don't like, and making lists, and it was constructive. So in this day and age as well, you can't always assume that someone's trying to cancel him for this. It is just a fair opinion, you know, and him being in his position, he has to go through his Reddit and show the good parts, but also the bad parts. And I think he handled it really well. So credit to him.
I mean, a lot of people there were a lot of people who still loved it.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was great.
I mean, you can see the budget behind it and the production and everything is amazing.
Yeah.
And the musical part. They were my
favorite part. The music part is my favorite part. Like I think some parts of the acting was a bit cringe, but I think like, because of the writing, I think it was nice how they were in there, but I would have probably preferred it if it was maybe just a concert. But maybe that's my perspective. As an artist, I prefer that stuff.
Yeah. But I think it all just depends on how it's sold.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
If it's sold as like an online virtual concert, then yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone would, you can't complain if it's just music.
No.
But I think it's just basically people. I mean, it's the same as the Sidemen show.
Yeah.
Sidemen show was very scripted. Everyone was like, I like it, but it's just not that funny.
Well, yeah. Ask me what do you prefer, the Sidemen show or like a Sidemen Sunday? I'll just say Sidemen Sunday.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And it doesn't take away from the production or what the Sidemen show was. It's just like, it's the same way some people will prefer Sidemen React to Sidemen Sunday. It's just what they enjoy, right? It's just their type of content. And I think that's where a lot of the criticism maybe or a lot of the disappointment from fans came from is like they treated every Sunday to like an incredible Sidemen Sunday, incredible video. And then maybe they're getting charged like £15 to see something that's like, in their opinion, shorter and maybe worse subjectively. Yeah. They're probably like, oh, what? I could have just watched, you know, next week's Sidemen Sunday. So that's the part of it as well. But that's not JJ's fault. That's actually a credit to him because he's given so much free content for the past one and a half decades, you know, or maybe shorter.
That's the other thing. I feel like everyone who's bought it is probably a big enough fan of him that they've been watching him for years. I'm not trying to defend him. I'm not trying to like kiss his ass or anything because I saw a lot of people like, if we say anything good about the show, everyone goes, oh, you're just kissing his ass.
Well, we've already said, we are biased. We're all biased. Of course we are.
But ultimately, if you just take it now as like, oh, you've paid £18 or whatever it was, £15 for all his content over the years, still a very good deal.
Yeah.
Still a very good deal.
For sure, yeah. You got to remember as well, like Discord Nitro is like 10 quid a month.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Like just a funny gif. I was like, you know, and then also they put a lot of money into that. I think it was public knowledge as well that they put a lot of money into this.
Yeah.
You know? So like, you got to recoup it really. And like, yeah, maybe you can look at that and think, yeah, but maybe it was a bit much for what I got. But like Simon says, you know, you've also had so much free content beyond the years. And
this is why I asked though in my stream, I said, so to everyone who didn't like it, would you have like everyone that's vocally hating it, would you be vocally hating it if it was free? And all of them said no.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, okay, well, if you wouldn't be vocally hating it now because it's free, then the content can't be that bad.
Yeah.
You hate it. You're just annoyed the fact that you paid for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So be angry at that all you want. Yeah, that's fair. But don't start saying like, oh, I got scammed because it was shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, although
there was that one funny comment in his video where they were like, I didn't even pay for this and I still feel scammed.
Yeah.
But that's just banter, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the same way as like, you know, currently under his tweets, you got them people just copy and paste stuff. And they're just doing it for tweets and for attention.
Yeah.
They don't actually mean it. But I think it's like he said in his video as well, it's not even an L really for me. It's like, it's just maybe not so much, it's not an L, as much as it's like a weak W. Like, it's still, the whole point of it is still to promote his album, and it has done that. Like,
yeah,
like or hate the show, it still would have, you know, massively benefited the promotion of his album. So it is what it is.
Which didn't live up to, I think, his
standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the same way. Sidemen Sunday, we had Logan Paul in it.
Yeah.
We went fishing with him. The last couple of weeks, no one has said we are doing a Sidemen Sunday with Logan Paul. Logan has said, we're linking up with a Sidemen or something like that.
No, so, yeah.
Keemstar said, Logan is in London filming a Sidemen video. No one ever told him this. He just assumed.
Yeah.
So my whole point is here that everyone was angry for the last 2-3 weeks, whatever, since he came to London and we've posted. Every week, where's Logan? Why isn't Logan here? Blah, blah, blah. No one's ever said it. You've made the assumption yourself. Yeah. And now got angry at something which you've created yourself.
It's a smart assumption.
Oh, yeah, but as in, like...
No, no, yeah.
You can't be angry at something that you've made up. Exactly, like, if I go, Randolph, he farted on my pillow yesterday, but I made that up.
You can't,
I can't be angry at you because I've just made it up.
It's like when, like, you know, I've done something bad to Laura in a dream. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
It's your own interpretation of your mind.
It's like you have made this
assumption
up and then got angry because it hasn't reached your expectations.
One thing regarding the Logan Paul thing is that he was never ever... The whole point of him being in the show was meant to be a surprise to JJ.
Yeah.
But he said on a live stream... So Mams originally messaged me to like, he's like, can you give Logan a call and actually like put this together? Cause like Logan,
he didn't do that.
Oh yeah. He didn't want to reach out. And obviously cause of the Pokemon stuff, he was like, maybe he, you know, so I messaged Logan and I was like, he ain't going to like, he's just going to ignore me. But to be fair, I messaged him saying, you know, JJ's manager got something big. You want to be involved? And he said, yes. So I passed the number to Mams and then I was like, I'm basically say no still. And then he said, yeah. So yeah, credit to Logan for even doing it in the first place. But though, he was supposed to be completely, it's meant to be a surprise to JJ.
Yeah.
The whole point was that he's going to be in the show and surprise JJ, and JJ's going to be like, what the hell? Is it massive?
That doesn't make sense though. Because where in the show, what Logan's going to reveal himself? You think of the production on that. You're saying that Logan is going to be there and film with JJ and then pull his hood down and JJ's going to genuinely be shocked.
If it was one take, it would have worked.
Yeah.
But I was there when you did the stabbing part. It wasn't one take.
No. 35 takes.
But they even showed you in the bloopers where he like throws the sushi everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But I think in general, it was just going to be like a nice surprise for JJ. But then Logan in the live stream was like, might have something in the works with KSI or the Simon. And then that's when JJ asked Mams, like, why has he said this? And obviously Mams at that point has to be like, well, this is what's happening.
Well, the other thing about the KSI show, even if you hate it, the only reason we've now collabed with Logan Paul is because of that.
Yeah.
Logan came over specifically for the KSI show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had already planned that weekend. We were like, oh, we're going to do a Simon Sunday. We're just going to go fishing. We were like, people have asked us to. Funny video, sure. Let's do it. Did that. Had the KSI show. And we went, it's a real shame that Logan is coming all the way to London. We're not doing a Simon Sunday with him. That is such a waste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we went, what have we got?
Especially with being involved with KSI as well. Like, if you just came to London for like something else, it's a bit different because he's actually being involved with one of the members of the Sidemen, then it, you know, exactly.
So we were there like, what have we got? Oh, we got fishing. Fuck it. Should we just invite Logan Paul to go fishing with us? Ethan texts him and he's like, oh, hey man, know you're in London. Obviously, if you're busy, whatever, that's calm. We're doing a Simon Sunday. We're going fishing. If you're down,
mm-hmm.
he just replies, fuck yeah.
Nice, yeah.
And we're like, wait, what? We didn't expect him to reply.
It just worked though. You got to remember, like, Logan's from Ohio, right? It's like, you know, I'm sure he loves fishing.
He does, but America. We were very like, he probably won't reply.
Okay, yeah.
Because Ethan wasn't even sure if it was the right number still.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, you never know how often people change number or whatever.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, he probably won't reply. Then he says that. We're like, what the hell? We're actually going to do this video. Then I was very like, I will believe it when I see
him. Oh, he might not turn up.
I think it's very, he hasn't asked much about details. You know, Tanya, our like manager basically, or like personal manager kind of thing, started organizing it with their team
and
stuff.
Yeah,
and we were kind of like, okay, we'll wait and see that they turn up just because they're hella busy, jet lagged. They're doing the KSI show for a day or two, whatever.
Yeah.
They're leaving literally the morning after it. They might just wake up and be like, sorry, lads. Like,
yeah,
which is fair. I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, you are the Sidemen, and it is KSI. Like, you're like,
yeah, but he's done the KSI part. The KSI show. I'm not saying he would bail on that. I'm just saying, like, the Sidemen part was very like lackluster. Do you want to go fishing for a video?
Imagine you're in America, right? Imagine you go to LA, now Puerto Rico. But say you go to LA, right? And you're like, oh man, you're just filming, going there for film. You're going there for a reason, not just a holiday. And Logan Paul texts you, is like, oh, do you want to come go-karting? You're going to be like, yeah. Like,
yeah,
he sees you the same way you see him. Like, it's just what it is.
Nah, but that's the thing, I don't see that. Because I think, like, for me, even being on his go-karting video is a way bigger opportunity for me than him being in a Sidemen video.
But in your opinion, he might see it differently. He might think, oh man, like, you got to remember, like, so it's Logan Paul, one of the biggest people, you know, stars in the world. But so it's, you know, Sidemen are that as well. And so is JJ. So it's like, he might be, you know, not only is he thinking, no, that'd be, you know, be fun to go, you know, fishing with you lot. you know, it's also like, oh man, this is a good opportunity for me, which it is. Like, look at the comments. Look at everyone's like, oh, Logan's so chill now. Logan, you know, oh, what a great guy. It's good business choice for him as well. It's not, like, he would want to do it anyway because he's a cool guy, but also like it's smart for him as well. Makes sense.
He was actually, obviously, as I said before, I'd met him for 9 seconds after one of the fights.
Yeah.
And he just said hi. He's actually a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And yeah, I think he, I'm not going to lie, I think he was very disappointed with the fishing because he said like, oh yeah, I go fishing quite a bit.
Yeah.
So he was quite excited and he was like, yeah, we normally, you know, we catch a big ass fish.
American fish.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas here we were catching like little baby sharks. Like stinky little.
And a stingray.
And a stingray. And the little starfish that was like this big.
And a bag.
And a bag. Pound bag. But the video, guess where it is out of 10?
1.
Shock.
Well, you can ask me those numbers.
Yeah.
But I'll give you context of what I've seen so far. So I've seen the Sidemen tweet of it being like 4 million views or 6 million views in like 4 hours. What was it?
Something like that. But right, well, I'll tell you right now, it's been out for 1 day, 3 hours. So 27 hours. Number 2 is the holiday video, 5.9. Extreme Cook-Off is also on 5.9.
Which is funny because that one supposedly got loads of hate.
Yeah. This is on 7.9. So basically 8 million views in just over a day. That is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That is disgusting. It's actually, that's unbelievable.
I was going to make a joke earlier on the podcast that I was like, oh, Sidemen, can I join the Sidemen? And you were like, no. Say no.
No.
Oh, man. I wish I was so I could afford some good air conditioning. That's what, that was going to be my joke. Wasn't great, was it?
No.
That's why I'm explaining.
It had no relevance to absolutely anything.
I don't know, I was just thinking, you know, on my way here, I was like, what's a funny thing to open a podcast with? And that was what I was going to go with, but
you didn't explain that you don't have air conditioning. You didn't explain.
Oh, yeah, I don't have air conditioning.
It's been hot.
It's been hot in the UK. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing that it wasn't the joke I went with. I didn't go with it. But I'm just saying, you know, that's what was one of my jokes. So the reason I was looking over the distance anyway, I was going to try and fit it into that. I was like, oh, I wish I had 8 million views. In
that Imagine book. If you paid £18 for that. £18 for that, I would complain. Yeah.
You know, I it is what it is, though.
I don't know what else we have to talk about. What else has happened? Do you want me to look at the list?
Yeah. What's good questions?
You want? We can leave them. We'll leave them for a guest.
Yeah.
What else has happened? You don't watch Love Island, which is a bit sad.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's a bit sad that you watch it.
It's a cultural thing. I don't watch it because I'm there like, oh, I can't wait to see who they pick.
No, but we used to be like that. I used to be like that. I'm allowed to say it's fallen off.
Oh, it has fallen off.
Yeah.
But there's still moments.
No, there's not.
There is. There is still moments.
The people aren't.
There is still KSI the moments.
True. Well, I actually can't believe though. I can't believe how many people apply to Love Island now versus say 2 years ago and how they still like mess up the casting.
Yeah.
Like,
just how it is. I mean, that's pretty much it, you know. We've got Love Island, obviously, but you don't watch that. KSI show. We've got JJ's album. I was actually doing a... what stream was it? I was doing a stream and Ricecum came into my...
Oh, right.
He came into my stream.
Right.
And he instantly just kind of went like, oh, look at this guy. What's he doing? Oh, he's cringe, et cetera, et cetera. Then he gives me 50 subs. I was like,
okay,
what's happened here? Like, what?
Yeah,
you've just given me lots of money for calling me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's so you can't ignore him.
Basically. Right.
Then I loaded up his stream and I saw that he was just watching me huge. And I was like, instantly, I was just like, oh, hey, everyone watching Ricegum, make sure you check out M7 Education. It's a great charity. My brother started up. And then he called me cringe and said, like, why is he promoting his shit? And then stopped.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I think he's hurt right now, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I saw someone say this.
Can we just leave it to him and KSI? Like, him and JJ just have their argument and just leave the rest of us alone? Yeah.
Well, didn't he admit that JJ's music is good or something? I saw someone tweet something that said like a list of KSI wins. And it was something like Ricegum admitting that his music actually is higher level than his.
Yeah, he admitted he has said at some point that he was jealous of KSI.
Okay.
But yeah, all right. But everyone will probably just say no, he hasn't. That's about it. Obviously, now actually as well, the day we are recording this, Freedom Day. No more masks, no more restrictions.
Oh, mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. I went into a shop earlier.
I thought it was today.
Did I say that? I just said that.
What, recording day?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Wednesday.
Well, I literally went today.
But I thought it was one of the things where it's like, when the podcast comes out today, it's like, okay, yeah, masks are now.
Yeah. Anyways, I went into a shop today. I got a little boost juice.
Nice.
And I walked in and I was like, oh, I need to make sure I have my mask.
But didn't.
And I looked at everyone. I was like, no one's wearing their mask.
I think some companies still require it, don't they? As an Uber today, I had to wear it. Laura told me she said, do not get the tube, because she went to a lush massage today, and she said her t-shirt was literally like, she jumped in the bath, gone on the tube.
Yeah. I think I'm still going to wear a mask on the tube for the next little bit, just as a safety thing.
Yeah, I think everyone out there as well, like, still let's be responsible with all this, because like, you've seen the numbers are getting mad again, and it's still, I think like, yeah, still be safe. I mean, people have worn masks before, haven't they? I know, like, I think in China, people used to wear a lot of masks, not necessarily for viruses, I think that's more for the dust. But in you know, it's same way as like, you know, people will still sanitize their hands when there was no, you know, pandemic. Still be safe.
That's one thing I definitely need to keep up is
hygiene. Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. I mean, end of the day, like, I think, didn't they say that in the pandemic, I know it's going to sound quite contradictory, but like, they've said that the regular, you know, regular flu, cold has minimized because everyone's wearing masks and everyone's actually performing, everyone's taking care of themselves more, actually, you know, performing better hygiene, that the regular colds have dropped a bit, which would make sense, wouldn't it? Obviously, COVID's still kicking about, but.
The only thing I hate is using the anti-bac gel. I always do it. And then I'm like, I want to do it before I eat, obviously. Because if you do it, you're touching your mouth, etc. Then you touch your food and it tastes gross.
Yeah, it's very strong, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, or so you literally, like, you're eating a chip or you like touch a straw.
Oh, where was it? At the England game, there was a wipe that was like an antibacterial alcohol wipe. You know, you're supposed to wash your hands with it and stuff. But it was so sweaty at the game that I would use it to wash my face. And my face was just burning, stinging.
Of course it was.
Stinging, yeah. But, you know, I felt clean. Felt clean, though, so.
You know, me and Josh, right? So there's a bit in the show, KSI show, the pre-show, when me and Josh are on the red carpet bit. And so is Toby. But that was immediately after we just got our old people makeup taken off. Bro, I'm telling you, me and Josh, our faces were burned.
Wow.
And not like sunburn. It literally, his face is bright red because they use like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And just do this until it comes off. So our faces went bright red. I got it mainly here, just around the cheeks. He got it all over his face.
Yeah.
For the next couple of days, like, do you moisturize your face when you
get a shower?
Yeah. Like, we did that. And he always describes it as the scene from Home Alone. He literally put moisturizer on his face and then went,
ah! Classic.
It honestly, that was the most painful thing I've had in a while.
Mad, yeah.
That was horrible. It was literally just like, touch my face, burn.
To be fair, I mean, I think both of you after the show, like, your face, you could say your face had a bit of a reaction to it.
Yeah.
Especially Josh as well.
Very, very sensitive skin.
Very, yeah, very. Well, I guess one thing I do want to say is, I want to do my little announcement, but I'm nervous now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a huge announcement.
We do. Is it a groundbreaking announcement? So the reason I've been so busy, what?
That was just funny. You literally went. We do.
Well, oh man, so the last 3 or 4 months, the reason I've been so busy, obviously I've not pushed music back.
Oh, shit, this is a big exclusive.
It's a big exclusive. Yeah.
Have you actually said this on your channel?
No, it's full exclusive.
Damn.
I've teased towards it, but not fully. But obviously, you've been wanting to do some music as well. I've been setting up a studio, but I've pushed everything back, right, to do this one thing. So the last 3 to 4 months, I've been working tirelessly every week. So I drive, that's why I got my car, 2 hours away, 3 hours away, back and forth, working on this big project. And... Well, it's time to announce. Neither of us had this, but it's like a baby now. And I'm so nervous to show it off to the world. Pretty much, obviously, I went big into Pokemon, smashed it there. Obviously, Logan Paul was doing big things as well. I was doing bits, you know, this, that.
Killing the game.
Here. And I went away for a long time. I didn't post much because I've been physically unable to.
No, he disappeared.
But I'm massively proud to announce that we have coming soon
Ooh.
A new revolutionary service in the world of Pokemon.
Baby.
And it is going to be a new Pokemon grading service.
Jeez!
Obviously, you got PSA out there, you got CGC out there. These are, you know, have been great companies over the time, but now you send a card into PSA, it costs $200 and it takes a year. I've got cards that I sent last year and still not back. And also the slab's ugly, old fashioned. However, we have developed a brand new case, a brand new label, and a brand new Pokemon grading service.
Yes, we have. I am also 50% stakeholder in this.
Yeah, no, and, he's not.
yeah, that's why it's called Mint Grading, because it's named after me.
Bro, that would have been sick. Gem Mint. But no, it's big. This Friday, so in 2 days, I'll do the big reveal, shot by John and Con.
Your Pokemon channel.
On my Pokemon channel, on my Instagram, it'll be everywhere. I'm going to do a big shout out a lot. But I'm going to show Simon the slab today, here now. This is a prototype, so it's not a final version, but it's close to it, okay?
Gee, okay.
We're not going to show off too much.
Jeez.
Just a little bit of a...
This looks terrible. No, I'm kidding. No, it looks amazing.
He's lying.
Jeez. Well, the reason I said that is because he actually showed me to it. He showed me.
I've shown him before. Yeah. all these other grading services that are starting now. People are thinking, "Oh, I'm going to do this." You can't. You have to do it properly. Okay. I said to myself, "I'm not going to do this. I'm not even going to be involved in this company unless it's done properly." Okay.
I can vouch for this as well. He has been very. What's the right word? Vacant.
I have.
Mentally.
Yeah. No. It's killed this project. Has killed me literally. Like, I'm like a different person now.
Yeah.
But we built an amazing product, and I can say that. Like, everyone else who's starting these grading companies, you know, they're using Chinese cases that are just, you know, off Alibaba. They're using, you know, they're all modeled off the PSA case. No originality. We've got, you know, 8 graders been working for the last 2.5 months, training every single day, 9 to 5, to build the perfect service, the perfect actual, you know, the integrity you need to have a grading company. We're taking this very, very seriously, and I wouldn't even be involved with it if it wasn't top of the range and the best it can be. And if it wasn't, I would say let's pack it in, let's stop. But no, it's revolutionary, and it's better than PSA, it's better than the big dogs. And I can.
It is genuinely really sick. Like, I'm not just saying this because he's here. It is genuinely nicer than PSA, I'd say.
Literally, yeah. Like, when I felt the case, yeah. I was like, you know what? Because obviously it's taken months to get the case done. Because everyone else just buys it offline, you know, online, sorry, China, in like 2 seconds. It's taken months to develop this case. And when I first held it, I was like, this is it.
This feels very premium.
That's what you want. If you want a Pokemon card, right? You've pulled it out of a box or whatever, you know, Talia's first edition Charizard. You want it to feel like it's premium. Because it is.
I mean, Calyx actually questioned this in the chat. And Randolph sent a video of him smacking a case against stuff. No damage, nothing.
No damage.
So perfect. It was. He has worked very hard on this, and it is genuinely perfected.
Bang. So, yeah, and obviously it's still the start though. So we've still obviously got plans to grow it in BTV even big. I think one of the worries that a lot of these other grading companies have, you know, is that the longevity. But you know, there's been a lot of money put in this, a lot of time in this, a lot of investment into this. Like I said, wouldn't have been done unless we were very serious about this. So yeah, I'm very proud. So this Friday on socials, on my channel, etc., we're going to be announcing it properly and, you know, showing you a bit more about it. But generally, it's the best, and we're open very soon. Like, we don't want to announce and then be like, oh, you know, submissions opening in like 6 months. We're opening very soon. So if you've got Pokemon cards, keep them. Get ready, because, you know, we're about to make a storm.
I can finally get mine slabbed. Yeah. I've got so many just sat on a shelf.
It's been horrible keeping this in. And like I say, like, there's been, you know, certain things we've had to push it back, but it's so finally nice to be able to say this and get it out there. But more coming as well. So, banging.
So yeah, Randolph's channels, Friday.
Come on, check it out.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
And again, What's Good Podcast got the first exclusive.
Jeez.
And thanks for letting me say it, Simon. It's all right. It'd have been awful. I felt like I got something to announce, and you're like, ended.
Thanks for watching, guys. Well, yeah.
With that being said, though, I think.
With that being said, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check out the sponsor as well. And you didn't say the name, did you?
No. Okay. This Friday. The name's coming out this Friday. Some of the Pokemon people will know it, but nah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Technically, two sponsors. Sponsor in the description, and also when Randolph announces.
Oh, gee, thanks. Do I have to pay now?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to hint at. You're not getting this back until
I'm not tweeting
this out unless you pay us. But
yeah.
But yeah. See you guys all next week. Potentially. Very potentially. With JJ. Because we'll find out by then.
Hopefully he's free as well.
That's the other issue. He may, even if he does get it, there's a very high chance he's just not free for a while.
Or it's just one day off or one evening off and he doesn't want to do it. But we'll try our best.
Yeah, we'll try.
We're going to say to him, JJ, you got number one. Remember when you said this? And if he says yeah, then he'll be here. If not, he won't be.
We need to catch him in the good mood as well.
Yeah, yeah. Got to cook him some dinner first.
Yeah.
Watch a film with him. Be like, oh, by the way. A
little cuddle.
Yeah. Or what we do is we say, JJ, you want to just come show something in here, right? Sit him down. John appears from the bathroom or something. Starts recording. And we're like, gotcha, bitch. You're live.
You know what? I actually see him do other podcasts and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, do our podcast, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah.
But he hasn't in the past, and he will do.
No, I know.
He's the main reason we still do this, isn't he?
Just to prove him wrong.
Yeah, originally.
Bastard.
That's where it all came from. Yeah, yeah. Well, look at us now, JJ.
Yeah. Look at us shining.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the number one, but we've got...
Yeah. Welcome to the What's Good show.
Yeah.
$17.99.
Yeah, number one on all streaming services.
Yeah.
You know, Logan Paul says number one podcast in the world. Maybe we should start doing that.
He always said that about everything.
I know, yeah.
With the number one hottest game in the... game in the merch? I was going to say merch in the game.
Yeah.
It works. Just got to speak it into existence.
True, manifest it.
Yeah. This... best grading service in the world.
It is.
No, already though.
Yeah, manifest.
It's not even launched.
Yeah, well, that's what.
It can't be the best without it being launched.
No, I do agree. But in the sense that, like, we wouldn't even go for it if we didn't think it could be the best. Because I think a few people, just to go back to this, are trying to do it just to make a bit of money or try and, like, you know, do something while it's hot. But for us, we're like, we want it to be, like, we've got massive goals for this. We've got huge plans in the next 30, 40, 50 years. So it's a long-term project for us. And again, we wouldn't do it if we didn't think it could be the best. So, you know, so therefore it will be.
What a nice note to end on.
Thanks. Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.